What's up, friends, listeners, community, Side Hustle School? Thank you so much for being here. My name is Chris Guillebeau. We have just finished week number 36 of season 3. This week featured a mochi-making empire, cosplay costumes made with 3D printers, and more. Also this week, we had Labor Day in the United States, which the Onward Project, led by Gretchen Rubin, has now repurposed as hashtag Happier Labor Day. If you missed any of that, just go and look on social media for that hashtag, Happier Labor Day. You can see a bunch of posts, comments, photos, etc. The whole premise is that work should be something to be celebrated and enjoyed, not deferred or avoided. So if you hate your work, if you happen to be in a situation where you hate your job or your work or whatever you do, it's not your fault. And most likely you're doing the wrong kind of work. In fact, we could even say it's not your job's fault. It just may not be the right match. It may not be the right fit. I guess it could be your job's fault or your boss's fault. The point is, work should be something to be celebrated. So if you're not celebrating your work, you got to find a way to make some changes one way or another, whether it is in the short term, medium term, or at least in the long term. Now, in the spirit of being proactive, let's talk about something that's important to a lot of businesses, especially e-commerce, retail, and any kind of business, side hustle, etc., anything where you are selling a product that could possibly, even by the most remote stretch of the imagination, that could possibly be given as a gift. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fourth quarter of the year. This is episode 981. If you're listening in real time, it is the 8th of September. And so especially in regards to holiday sales and promotions, I know we have a long time to go until the holidays themselves. You know, you're like, why are you talking about the holidays now? Listen, I'm just talking about promotion and planning, because if you want to plan an effective promotion, you need to plan ahead. It doesn't do you any good for me to pop up the week before Thanksgiving and say, hey, have you planned your Black Friday promotion? Have you thought about what your big holiday sale is? Because if you're like most of our listeners, your time is limited. That's why this show is so short. It's every day, but it's short because I know your time is limited. And to plan the right kind of Black Friday promotion or any kind of end of year holiday promotion, et cetera, sale, whatever it is, it will take some time and effort. So let's look at that a bit. Why is it so important? Well, statistics vary, but generally speaking, you know, most estimates are that the range is 20 to 40% of yearly sales for small and mid-sized retailers take place within the last 2 months of the year. Now, of course, there are some contrarian opinions on this. I went looking to make sure my statistics were correct, and I found one resource that was like, there's no such thing. There is no such thing as a holiday bump, and, you know, sales are distributed throughout the year, et cetera. I'm pretty sure that's not true, at least for a lot of businesses. Some businesses, some industries may be completely unaffected by this seasonality. But on the other hand, some may see more than 40%. So it is a big deal. And the point is, around this time of year, customers begin to get in a shopping mood and they expect some kind of promotion, especially in the period that begins around Thanksgiving. So that doesn't mean you have to give away the store. It just means you need a reason to get them in the store. If you are selling anything or if you're planning to launch anything in the next 3 months, this is important. This is something you should take advantage of and plan for, because it's going to make your life a lot easier. It's going to convert more customers, and hopefully it will make you more money. So what can you do right now? What are a couple of practical things? Well, to start with, you can plan your holiday offer. You can plan your bonus, your promotion, your sale, your discount, your extravaganza, whatever it is. Identify it now. Be thinking about what it could be and make it your best offer of the year. If you're going to plan a sale or promotion, as I said, customers will be in a buying mood. So this is a good time to do it. And lots of other businesses are making really competitive offers, 10%, 20%, 50% off. You know, the best offer that you can possibly make, this is the time to do it. And then you want to set a date. You want to decide, okay, when am I actually going to put this offer out? Is it going to be on Black Friday, which is the day after Thanksgiving? Is it so-called Cyber Monday, which I think is a terrible name, but people are still using that. You know, 20 years after we stopped saying cyber, right? That's the Monday that follows Thanksgiving. I actually think any time in that window is good. Could actually begin a couple days earlier. My suggestion is to make it 3 to 5 days. So your offer, your promotion, whatever it is, it's not just one day. And it's also not too long either. If it's just one day, people could miss it. If it goes on, you know, for 60 days, then it's not really an offer. Or it's not really a discount. It's not a promotion, I should say. So Thanksgiving in 2019 is November 28th. That is the US Thanksgiving. I realize that Canada has an earlier one. But for the purpose of our discussion, November 28th, and then going for the next 2 weeks in terms of, you know, good holiday season promotion time, Then as December progresses, like there's a natural pause for Hanukkah, which begins December 22nd, I believe in 2019, goes until the 30th, of course, Christmas Eve, Christmas. And then once all that's done, it's just in time for New Year's sales. So this is a whole period I'm talking about between Thanksgiving and New Year's, mid-November to early January. It can be really big. So you've got to select your offer. You want to set your date. And then at a certain point, you probably don't want to do this right away, but maybe a week or so in advance of Black Friday or whenever it is that your promotion is going to go out, you want to tell people it's coming. You want to email your list. You want to, however you communicate with your customers, you want to say, hey, this thing is coming up. You want them prepared to buy, because even though they're in a shopping mood, they're also going to be hearing from lots and lots of other businesses. So you want them to know, hey, you know, we've got something special for you. If there's anything you can do to differentiate it or stand out or otherwise make it noticeable, you know, so much the better. So those are three things for you to think about now. Make it your best offer of the year. What is that promotion or discount going to be? Set your date for it, the date range. Again, I think 3 to 5 days is a good range. And then prepare to tell people it's coming. So you don't have to do that now, but just prepare for it. Think about the email you want to write. Think about how you're going to update your website copy, any special graphics, images, and so on. Just to give you two examples of how powerful this can be, such a simple thing, this season, this kind of promotion, doing a sale, at the end of the year. Scott Keys, who we featured before, Scott's Cheap Flights, he's actually in the 100 Side Hustles book, along with a guy that I'm going to introduce you to in just a moment. You're going to hear an audio update from somebody else who was in that book. But every year, Scott Keys does more than $100,000 from a Black Friday promotion. And his business is doing really well now, but I mean, a single promotion, more than $100,000. I think he brings in something like a quarter to a third of his annual members, which are his customers, essentially, through that promotion every year. And then, not quite as epic as that, but for a number of years, I had a business called Unconventional Guides, and we would always do a Thanksgiving sale. Wasn't very elaborate, wasn't really sophisticated, wasn't that, you know, developed or anything. It was just like, put a little bit of effort into it and be like, this is our one sale of the year. And that would be really significant. I mean, that would do something like $20,000 in additional revenue, like that we weren't expecting, you know, $20,000 to $30,000. I mean, it just kind of depended. But the point is, you know, in an average month, we might not be doing $20,000 in that business. But then, you know, for that one sale, we knew we could count on like a really good bump, all from just sending a couple of emails, basically. So if you've got a business, if you've got an e-commerce, something, if you're selling anything at all, or if you're preparing to launch something for sale in the next 2 months, think about how you can take advantage of this time period. This concludes my public service announcement. And now I'm going to bring you to an audio update featuring Brian Thompson, right after this quick shout out to our sponsor. Here is Brian. I believe he's coming to us from Austin.
Howdy, this is Brian from Austin, Texas. My side hustle, permanent140.com, that laser engraves tweets onto plaques, was featured on episode 91. After a good run, the orders dried up. But as you can read in the 100 Side Hustles book, I launched a new site, lasersmakeitawesome.com, and started laser engraving all kinds of things for events and brands. Last year, I decided to specialize in three items that I make really well: custom coasters, wooden name tags, and wooden nickels that bars and coffee shops use as free drink tokens. So I added a landing page for each item and an about page. So thanks to SEO, now I get orders from across the country. Another tweak to the site has really helped. I added a form to my order page that collects more details. So instead of emailing back and forth, now I have everything I need to create an estimate up front. About 25% of those estimates convert to orders. Some weeks it's a couple $100s, other weeks it's zero, but then I'll get a big order in the thousands. This year, Lasers Make It Awesome is averaging just over $1,000 a month. It takes the pressure off of my main income as a freelance copywriter and gives me the flexibility to work on being a better father to my two junior side hustlers, Evan and Ayla, who help with deliveries and shipping. Next, I want to experiment with pricing to see if I can convert more orders. So my advice, make small tweaks and make it awesome.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate that update. And I actually had the honor of meeting those junior side hustlers at a book event I did in Austin recently. Really cool to see the whole family. And it's also pretty cool that this side business, you know, is doing $1,000 a month on average to relieve the pressure on its main source of income, like he said, which this is the goal of many of our listeners. Like this is like a primary goal of so many people out there We've got lots of folks who want to go full time. We've got lots of folks who want to like go all in. We also have a lot of people that are like, man, it would be pretty cool to earn $1,000 a month, you know, to pay off some bills or debt or save for the future, or just, you know, not have as much pressure on my main source of income, like Brian said. So that's super cool. Once again, his website is lasersmakeitawesome.com. I am very excited about all that is to come on the program, including an episode coming up tomorrow that I am especially excited about. It's all about a dance teacher, a tap dance teacher in particular, who launches a toe tapping online course. And this online course is doing really, really well in a pretty niche market, right? Toe tapping, tap dancing. It's just a great story. So I don't want to preview it too much. Just be sure you come back tomorrow and listen to it, along with all kinds of other stuff that's coming up on the calendar. I feel very fortunate to be able to make this program for you every day. And since you're out there, as we conclude the week, just want to say you're the reason we make this show. If you make the commitment to make this part of your routine, I too commit to supporting you in your quest to create that new source of income, that side hustle that you have thought about for a while, but maybe haven't turned into reality until now. We're working ahead on our own to think about how can we make some critical end of year improvements to help you end the year well and begin planning for a big new year as well. But to be fair, I already talked about Thanksgiving. So you're like, wow, New Year's is like so far away. Okay, fair enough. It's all right. Do you want to say thank you to producer Chuck Reed, community liaison Jed Chang, other folks from Cadence 13, our cat herder Tina Hart, and the official show cat, not related to the cat herder, Libby Guillebeau. We're all part of the Onward Project, curated by bestselling author Gretchen Rubin. Check out her show, Happier, as well as Happier in Hollywood, and the program from Melissa Urban, Do the Thing. If you're enjoying the show, please tell your friends about it. Show them how to subscribe. If you know somebody who needs another source of income, send them to us. We'll do our best to take care of them. I hope you'll join me tomorrow and every day next week for more stories and ideas. Consider this a short daily investment in yourself. You can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau, and this is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.